This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Breaking more than 2 years of silence, Special Counsel Robert Mueller Wednesday explained part of his thinking in the Russia probe. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
The president's been saying Mueller's probe totally exonerated him. In his first public remarks about the investigation, Mueller says that's not exactly true.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
While noting he also did not decide if the president did commit a crime. In a statement at the Justice Department, Mueller said he believed he was constitutionally restrained from indicting a sitting president and suggested it's now up to Congress to hold the president accountable for any wrongdoing. Mueller's not ruling out testifying before lawmakers, but says they won't find out more than what's in his report.
The report is my testimony.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Wednesday that congressional Democrats will continue to investigate the president and Russian interference in the 2016 election and should not rush to impeach President Trump. Speaking in California, Pelosi said no impeachment proceeding should start until all investigations and court cases related to Mueller's report have finished.
But we do want to make such a compelling case, such an ironclad case, that even the Republican Senate, which at the time seems to be not an objective jury, will be convinced of the path that we have to take as a country.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says that President Trump has lied to the American people and needs to be held accountable. Meanwhile, White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders repeated the Trump administration's contention that there was no collusion, no conspiracy, and no obstruction. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israel's parliament has